People in Honduras is crazy for clarification because you are saying in Mexico, big thing, big country. Honduras, very, very small. People in Honduras is very happy, you know.
And during the qualifiers, you had a very famous result when you went to Mexico City and you won 2-1. They call that the Aztecaso in Mexico. What was that night like?
Yes, it's good for Honduras. Never win in Mexico, but 2-1 in Mexico is unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable moment. Honduras in Mexico, no good friend. The Mexico now is no good player now, no?
How did you celebrate that night?
Whoa, two nice celebrations. Good celebrate, good celebrate, but good result from the in Mexico. No?
And Jerry Bengtsson, I think, scored the winning goal.
Yeah, he not sleeping after the game. He 2 weeks not sleeping. It's good, it's good.
At the 2010 World Cup, Honduras became the first country to have three brothers in the squad at a World Cup. It was you, Jerry, and Johnny. What was the day like when Reinaldo Rueda, the coach, announced the squad and you were all in it?
Wow. My mom so happy because three brothers in the World Cup is good, is good. But especially my father because he before play and he looking for three sons going to World Cup. Huh?
Did your father play for Honduras as well?
Yeah,
Really?
he before playing national team.
So your father played for the national team.
Yeah.
You three went to the World Cup, and Milton, your other brother,
yeah yeah
also played for
other
Honduras.
brother, yeah, he retired.
Right, he's retired, but four of you played for the national team.
For the national team. He's so happy. He's so happy. But maybe only Jerry and me going to Brazil now.
What was it like when you were growing up as young boys playing football with your brothers who all became international players?
Yeah, it's normal in Honduras play in the street because no many pitch in Honduras, same Brazil. My position no midfielder. My position is striker.
Ah,
Yeah,
okay.
before.
Why did you move to midfield?
Because it's big money.
When you moved to England, what was it like for your family? You moved to the world famous English Premier League.
Yeah, because Premier League in Honduras is the top league. Me come to England, whoa, unbelievable for Honduras, no?
Wilson, you also had another brother, Edwin. Do you mind if I ask you about him?
My young brother is very important for the family, but it's a difficult moment for the family.
For anyone who doesn't know, Edwin was kidnapped and eventually killed by his kidnappers. But I think it was a year and a half between his disappearance and the time that his body was found. How difficult was it for you to concentrate on football in that time?
Yes, it's difficult concentration, but and the support from the from my family, me staying in England, me back to Honduras, but my family say me no return to England because Edwin so happy in the you stay in the Premier League, no? Because he like Premier League, but it's difficult moment for me, no?
And when you play for Stoke and play for Honduras, do you ever think about Edwin, or is he separate from football?
It's separate. It's separate. Yeah.
So let's look at the World Cup. Many people expect Honduras to play three games and go home. What do you say to that?
Yeah, my mentality is four game.
Four games.
Yeah, because three game I back to Honduras is no, it's not good. France is difficult game. Ecuador and Sweden, same. But Honduras is surprise now. Maybe surprise. Honestly, Honduras is no big country, no big football, but now it's a good group in the national team now.
Wilson, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you and to meet you, and good luck with your four games at the World Cup.
Thank you very much, and maybe in World Cup is surprise Honduras now. Thank you.